GiveSendGo is the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world. Yes, free. Other crowdfunding sites will charge you nasty, hidden fees, but not GiveSendGo. While our third-party processor does charge a small fee to givers upon donating, GiveSendGo's platform is free of fees because we believe you earn the money you raise. So the next time you're looking to raise money for a friend, or you've got a mission of your own, come to GiveSendGo.com, the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world.
Welcome to our GiveSendGo Spotlight channel, where we spotlight campaigns that are on GiveSendGo from all around the world. GiveSendGo operates, some people don't know this, and we keep trying to tell people, we're in 40 countries around the world. So all over the place, God's doing amazing things, but we get to talk with an awesome mother and son duo right here and the work that they're doing out in Colorado, Lisa and Jordan Jones. I'm so privileged. We started to talk right before we recorded and jumped in. And I was like, wait a second, we gotta get this thing recording because this is good stuff. So we're here now. And guys, why don't you just begin by telling people a little bit about yourselves and then go into how you found out about GiveSendGo.
Okay, I'll start. I guess a little bit about me is, like you said, I live in Evergreen. I love serving the Lord. Especially the last 3 years, I've really been kind of drawn into putting my faith in action and starting to do some things that I never would have imagined. Just saying yes to God would result in so much growth and so many blessings, not just for me, but for other people. And I found out about GiveSendGo because I just kind of put a YouTube video up about this church plant in Mexico, in Chiapas, Mexico, that I wanted to see them have an actual church building. And one of my friends on Instagram saw that I was doing this video and was raising money. And he's like, you should make a GiveSendGo campaign. And I made that GiveSendGo campaign back in November of 2021. And before January 15th of 2022, we had reached our goal of $2,000, sent that money to them. So I mean, I'm blown away at how awesome and how easy GiveSendGo makes it to really just put the money in the hands of the people that need it to do God's work.
Awesome, man. That I love hearing these testimonies. This is one of my like favorite, say, jobs here at GiveSendGo, if you even want to call it that, is talking with people like you that have used the platform, been successful with it, been able to impact the world with not just hope, which is all ultimately eternally important, but actually able to get money to people that helps meet their material needs. Because we got to do that as believers. We got to put our money where our mouth is and actually engage the culture and share our hope through helping provide with what people's real needs are. So love, love, love. And I guess this is now bled over into a new campaign, which you were just talking about, which ties into where your mom is involved, I guess. So why don't you guys tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have been doing, for the past couple of years, we've been going out with Christ Body, Mean Street Ministries, and with Echo, Evergreen Christian Outreach, just to provide free haircuts for anybody that needs it. And so now we're at the point where it's expanded. We've had a local Remax office donate to us. And so it's like, we need to get serious about this. We're creating the 501c3. We've called it Haircuts for Hope International. And so we set a campaign goal of $10,000. And what that'll do is actually all of our barbers and people who go out are volunteers. So the haircuts are free, but every bit of that money would go towards buying backpacks, buying sleeping bags, socks, hand warmers, hygiene supplies. And hopefully in time, we'll be able to actually get a trailer or a truck that we can use specifically for this ministry so that people can come in, take a shower, get their hair cut, and then hopefully have some nice clean clothes that they can put on as well. So that's the vision ultimately. And so we're excited to be able to share this work with the world and like use GiveSendGo literally is just like a bridge or a channel for people to be able to be a part of this ministry. Because like you said, we got to be walking this out. If you say to someone, be warmed and be filled, but you don't actually do anything to meet that, like what's the point? So it gives us, like, we love haircuts, but it gives us an opportunity to minister to them, for them to feel loved, for them to feel seen, for them to feel respected. And I have pictures and pictures and pictures of my mom doing these haircuts, and it's amazing what spiritual work is able to get done. Like, people start crying, people have accepted Jesus. We've had people that are coming to Christ as a result of this work, which ultimately, as I'm sure you agree, that's all that really matters, is that we're changing communities.
So I have the URL for your previous campaign, which was givesendgo.com/IglesiaJesus. That was the URL to direct people to, but I didn't know about this new one that you just set up today. Do you guys have the URL so we can tell people? You know, I want to let everyone know that's watching this. You can check out, and we'll post this underneath when we post this, the URLs, but you guys did have a campaign, givesendgo.com/IglesiaJesus. But now you have a new URL for this new initiative, Haircuts for Hope. Do you have the URL available for that? Do you know what it is?
Yes, it's givesendgo.com/haircutsforhope, the number 4.
Perfect.
Haircuts for Hope.
So easy. There you go.
Hey, Shine Brightly listeners. If there's one thing we can all agree on, the world can often feel like a dark and lonely place. Here at Give, Send, Go, we often see people in hopeless situations, feeling like there's nowhere else they can turn. That is until they find Give, Send, Go. In addition to being a fundraising platform, we're ready to listen and pray for your campaigns. No matter where you are, what you've done, or what you're going through, Give, Send, Go believes in giving a voice to the voiceless and sharing hope with the hopeless. That's why we're the platform where help and hope go hand in hand. To offer this same help and hope to someone in your life, visit givesendgo.com to give to a campaign or to start your very own campaign. That's www.givesendgo.com.
And on my end, I feel like hair is a connection to your spirit. So like
what does that mean for me?
I don't know.
Listen, I've got to cut this every single day, pretty much. So it's, you know, it's part of it. Yeah, definitely.
So, but when I'm, especially with women and they have longer hair and they are completely shut down because of the streets, because of being abused, whatever happens, you know, like for instance, yesterday when I went out, I started talking to a woman and she was like, I'm not saying anything. Within 3 minutes, she's like, my mom just died, my kids died, you know, that's why I'm on the streets. And it's really able to get in there and minister to their soul on a way that, you know, you just giving them a sandwich or something is not going to do. A haircut will really not only make their self-esteem go up, you know, and make them feel better as a person, but it also gives me a way to minister to the deep things in their soul, you know, and talk to the deep things that they're not talking about, that they're not saying. And there's a lot of times me and them just both cry while I cut their hair, and, you know, and it's powerful because they feel me connect to their soul.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's the greatest anointment. That's the greatest anointment you could ever have, is somebody.
Yeah, I'm honored. I'm honored that God has given me that. And I want to be able to do it full time. And the only way I can do that is to have the funding to be able to just do that all the time. Because every day I go out, people's souls are changed every day. You know? Awesome. And so I'm wanting to be the one that's out there every day and then starting to take more of our barbers out with us, you know, as we're able to be able to cover that and have, like, we've just already with ourselves got 3 chairs that we bring out, and, you know, we do backpacks and we do hygiene, and it just gives them that self-respect that they haven't been able to obtain on their own. You know, I'm able to talk to them about things that they don't talk to anyone about. You know, they're keeping it inside them. It's hurting their soul, and they get to actually, like, I bring a stereo and we play worship music. And there's times where I just stop cutting hair and we both start worshiping. You know, and that's feeding their soul on a daily basis. They call me Miss Lisa and they get so excited when I show up because you know, I've been a part of the community for long enough that they know that I'm kind, I'm willing to share Jesus with them and take the time to pray. And I'm not just there for the haircut. I'm there to help their soul get healed.
It is so, so awesome to see. Obviously, sometimes as Christians, we get pigeonholed in what we're doing, that you forget that there's this whole body of Christ that is operating to impact the world in so many different ways. None more important than the other, but just carrying the hope of Jesus into life, into the lives of people that God brings in front of them. And it's just so cool to meet people. One of the things that we originally started with our platform is we had this map with little flames of where all these campaigns were going. It's like little sparks. And it's just so cool. And we kind of put it on pause because of some technology around it that we were working on. But it's something we're going to bring back way better eventually, where we have these little sparks of people, this just global body of Christ, where people can see and get a visual representation of people that are giving and the money going to igniting little sparks of flame. And this is exactly what's happening right here with what you guys are doing. Impacting the world, taking resources for where you are in Colorado, sending it to Mexico to see churches built, impacting your local community with a barbershop, you know, opportunity haircut, getting out there, impacting the situation on the ground. Super, super cool. So I want to make sure that people know how they can get in touch with you guys. And we've got those two URLs, giftsandgo.com/IglesiaJesus, and the newest campaign, giftsandgo.com/haircutsforhope, right?
Yep. With the number four.
With the number four. Yes. Okay. And anything else? Is there another website that you guys can point people to yet? Or I know you said you're getting this 501c3 up and going. So eventually these will be tax deductible donations that people can give. Is there any other contact ways that people can get in touch with you, be involved in what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually have two barbershops in Evergreen. So we have a business in place, and the website for that is thebarberstopevergreen.com. And they can also email us directly at lisa@thebarberstopevergreen.com if they want to get in direct touch with us and talk to us. Because sometimes people don't want to give money. They want to volunteer or they want to give sleeping bags, or they have a bunch of clothes or whatever it is. So we're not just asking for money. We're asking for people to come alongside us in this ministry and help us push it forward, because it was something that we were just doing on our own. And there was this desire to, you know, not let your left hand know what your right is doing. Like, we're not doing this because we want people to know how good Christians we are. We're doing it because we love the people and we want to give other people an opportunity to be a part of this work and not put any limitations on how far it can grow and how far it can go and how many people we can touch.
Another thing is 10% of the barbershop every month goes towards Haircuts for Hope. So if you're in the Evergreen area or in Colorado, coming to get your haircut from us helps, because the part of the money of every haircut goes towards homeless people. And also, if you are a barber in Colorado and you want to help us, I need more people going out on the street with me. You don't have to work for us. You can work for a different, you know, barbershop, but just do the work with Jesus with us. Yeah. And I can start setting up, you know, a schedule where there's more than just me going out there on a regular basis.
Yes.
And also, we are expanding because God is blessing us. So we need more barbers that work for us too.
Yeah.
So all those avenues.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so cool. I am so impressed with what you guys are doing. Really, really am. Jordan, I can, your mom's done a great thing in raising you. I can see it. I can see a leader in you, which is super cool. I can see God's going to use you as he has. He's given you vision and passion, and it shines from you. And I can see it in your mom as well. So I know where it came from. So we will be praying for you. We will be standing with you. We will be building our platform to be better. All of those things to help equip you to do what you need to do. We thank you for using our platform. We'll share this. Our platform is growing rapidly. The people following us, all of that, we'll be sharing this. We would love at some point to get you back on in the future as this has grown for you guys and you can update people, all of those things. Super exciting. So Lisa and Jordan, thank you so much for being with us. And once again, we've got the two campaigns, givesandgo.com/IglesiaJesus and givesandgo.com haircuts number 4 hope. Check them out, reach out, get the emails that they posted. We'll post all that stuff in the links below. Once we get this updated, any last words before we go?
Yes. I wrote a poem that was really inspired by this work, and it's not super long, but I just feel led by the Spirit to share it with you guys. It's called Fill Us Up. And every poem that I write is a gift from God. So we give God the glory. And if anything, just honor my obedience. When the Holy Spirit fills us up, when living water fills our cup, that's when we realize we have always had enough. Life can be hard. Times can be tough, but we know our God is working. He is moving every minute, every moment. He is proving that his word is good. His word is true. He has always been right beside you, before you, behind you, upon you, and inside you. No thing you do can separate you. No height, nor depth, nor power, nor principality. No thing created in all reality could ever separate you from the Father's love. Even when you choose to turn away, or when you fall, our God never turns away. He sees it all. So confess, repent, answer his call. The altar is always open. Bring your heart where the wheat and the chaff shall be pulled apart. Now is the time to start preaching the gospel with courageous faith. Our world needs you now. Please don't wait. For God to use you, you don't need to travel far. You don't need nice clothes or a fancy car. You need a heart that burns for truth. A heart that burns for the fallen and the youth, the orphans, the widows, and the broken. God, I pray our hearts would open. Let us see them through your eyes. Your sons and daughters are royalty, your beloved prize.
Oh, amen, man. What another.
Also, Jesus loves you all.
That's right, he does. All right, signing off, guys. Thank you so much for being on the part of Spotlight, and we will be in touch for sure.
You have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to givesendgo.com and set up your campaign. Then, share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.givesendgo.com.